You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the freedom meditation from my August 2026 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. The power of commitment. The wisdom that comes from experience is not that you have lived so much that you can't help but overflow with some truth. The wisdom that you gain comes from conscious learning. It comes from being self-reflective and making choices that keep moving you toward a higher expression of yourself. This is the way you come to know yourself, but it's also the way that you leave behind the hurt and commit to taking yourself to freedom from manipulations of your consciousness. To do this consistently is to say to your highest power, I am making the most of what you are offering me. Feeling that you've created value in your life doesn't come from being productive just for the sake of accomplishment. The richness of life is in transformation. This is why we can be so inspired by those who have overcome great adversity to shine in their joyful spirit. When you take pain and choose to create love, this is God's work. There can only be a divine hand supporting the alchemy of moving energy from the absence of light and turning it into something that is far more meaningful, that ignites hope, joy, or fearlessness. If you allow this truth into your heart, then you know that no matter what is before you, you are being held in the potential for the best of you. Living by this understanding requires commitment. You have to be all in. But most people hesitate, questioning God, doubting themselves, or not quite feeling convinced that this is the direction of freedom. Fear can make you believe that if you make a commitment, you will lose something, or that you won't be able to keep choosing, or that by saying yes, it will be more than you can handle. For some, commitment doesn't feel empowering, but rather triggers a notion that the freedom they're enjoying, even if very limited, will come to an end. Humanity has had enough catastrophes, traumas, deceptions, and betrayals to elicit caution in their relationship with God. However, blind trust has also shaken the foundation of sacred surrender. In the dance of intimacy with the divine, there is the need for skillful discernment. Because it's in this expansion of the heart that you reveal to yourself where your consciousness has been trapped, where your mind has been programmed, where your soul has been fragmented, where your pain is creating dis-ease, and how hurt has kept you distant from your true nature. There have been countless accepted lies that have stopped us from looking deeper within, minimizing our emotions, and obfuscating what's truly having a direct influence on our experiences, including the darkness of deceptions and trickery. Spiritual bypass is not sacred trust. When someone keeps saying all is well, without a willingness to look for the truth, it's denial. In the other polarity, when someone denies the divine orchestration in life and lives by the finite death culture, it's mind control. Instead, the heart speaks with subtlety, whispers wisdom, and lays bare what doesn't belong there. To embrace this is to commit to yourself and declare, "Let's dance." so much potential awaits humanity. You have so much potential. It's not in the act of committing to your highest alignment that you need to place your concern. Make your commitment and direct your focus to healing what is getting in your way of that. Learn to discern what is genuinely taking away from your commitment or supporting it. Invest in honing your ability to follow your energy through the layers of your consciousness so that you can create unity within. You cannot lose. You gain freedom. If you would like healing support to transform your pain into wisdom, book a healing session. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.